CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 21st of December, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. A British Science Week opportunity, not to be missed. Could you be the new RSGB Honorary Skills and Career Development Officer? Challenge yourself with the RSGB Construction Competition. The RSGB is giving away 400 FM radio receiver kits and Morse code tutor kits as part of its British Science Week 2026 activities. The kits are available for school, university, scout, girl guiding and cadet groups, as well as other youth-related science, technology, engineering and mathematics groups. The project is being delivered thanks to a partnership between the RSGB Outreach Team and the Radio Communications Foundation and the RSGB Legacy Fund. To be involved, all you need to do is complete a simple form that you can find at rsgb.org/BravoSierraWhiskey. If you need support, the RSGB can put you in touch with local radio amateurs who can help. In exchange for the free kits, you'll need to send in a brief report and photos that the Society can share afterwards to celebrate the activity and inspire other groups to try amateur radio. Don't miss out on this opportunity to share amateur radio with the next generation. The RSGB is looking for a volunteer Honorary Skills and Career Development Officer. One of the main responsibilities will be to build a team to engage with early career engineers, as well as those making a career transition, in order to encourage them to use amateur radio to develop their skills and knowledge. As part of this engagement, the Society would like the new team to design and deliver learning material and courses at a level both just beyond and significantly beyond the full license. Go to rsgb.org/volunteers for the full role description. Keep yourself busy over the Christmas holidays by getting involved with the RSGB Construction Competition. There are 7 categories to enter, including beginners and software, which is for designs that recognise the importance of software technology to all aspects of amateur radio. A £150 cash prize will be awarded to the winner of each category, with a £50 cash prize for the runner-up. Find out more about the other categories and details of how to enter at rsgb.org/construction-competition. The RSGB is releasing more presentations about its recent convention. The lectures range in topics from polar modulation to engaging young people with amateur radio. 4 further presentations will be released over the festive season. To make sure you are the first to receive notifications when they're available, click the subscribe button on the Society's YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. Young operators continue to host a special call sign, GB25YOTA, for Youngsters on the Air Month. Cambridge University Wireless Society is active today. Tomorrow, Jack M7OFM will be operating under the supervision of Pete M0OFM. Jack will also be on the air on Christmas Day between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m, so ensure you listen out to make a seasonal QSO with him. View the operating times, bands and modes at rsgb.org/YOTA-month. The RSGB would like to thank Dr. Harry Squance, GI4JTF, who has retired after volunteering for 25 years as a QSL Bureau sub-manager. Most recently, Harry was the GI/MI/2I QSL sub-manager, and those call signs will now be covered by Lindsay Pennell, GI3KME. On the 1st of December 1924, the 200 kilowatt Alexanderson alternator with call sign SAQ was put into commercial operation with telegram traffic from Sweden to the United States. 101 years later, it is the only remaining electromechanical transmitter from this era, and it's still in running condition. At 0800 UTC on Christmas Eve, the transmitter is scheduled to broadcast its traditional Christmas message using CW on 17.2 kHz. Find out more by visiting tinyurl.com/SierraAlphaQuebec25. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions for the GB2RS news on Sunday the 28th of December is 10 a.m. on Tuesday the 23rd of December. Please note there will be no GB2RS broadcast on Sunday the 4th of January 2026. But many users will be holding informal nets in their usual broadcasting slots, and I'm one of them. Now for details of rallies and events. The Sparkford Radio Rally is due to take place on Sunday the 28th of December at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel, near Yeovil, postcode Bravo Alpha 227 Quebec X-Ray. The doors will be open from 9:30 a.m. and admission will cost £2. Refreshments and free parking will be available on site. For more details, contact Luke on 07870168197 or email Luke at Mike Yankee, Mike India X-Ray, Romeo Alpha, Delta India Oscar, .co.uk. And on the 25th of January 2026, Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally will be held at Festival Hall, Caistor Road, Market Raisin, postcode LN83HT. This is an indoor event with ample free parking. Doors will be open from 10 a.m. and admissions £3. Tables cost £10. To book tables or for more information, contact Steve M5ZZZ on 07777699069 or email m5zzz@outlook.com. Now the special event news. The Rugby Amateur Transmitting Society will be using special call sign GB100GBR from the 1st to the 4th of January to celebrate the centenary of the first CW transmissions from the GBR, Golf Bravo Romeo, transmitter at Rugby Radio Station. Operators will begin transmitting from the historic site at 1200 UTC on the 1st of January, the same time as the original station 100 years earlier, in 1926. Listen for activity on the HF bands using CW, FT8 and SSB. More information about the station is available at qrz.com. Simeon M0VOB in Bradford, West Yorkshire, is running special call sign Golf Bravo 5-4 November Tango Alpha until Monday the 5th of January. The station is active on HF 2 meters and 70 Thames bands. Recently, the station was worked on the 40-meter band using FT8. All QSOs will be logged and confirmed via QRZ.com. Now the DX news. Roland F8EN is active as Tango Romeo 8 Charlie Romeum from Gabon until the 25th of December. He operates CW only, QSL via F6 AJA. For more information, visit QRZ.com. And George VU2 DGR is using the Alpha Tango India call sign from Bharati Research Station until the 31st of December. He's a member of the 44th Indian Scientific Expedition to Antarctica. The station has often worked using FT8 on the 20-meter band, QSL via George's home call. Now the contest news. On Friday, the 26th of December, the DARC Christmas contest runs from 0830 to 1100 UTC. Using CW and SSB on the 80 and 40-meter bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The Worktor Britain Christmas Party starts on Friday the 26th of December and ends on Tuesday the 6th of January 2026. Using all modes on all bands, the exchange is your Worktor Britain book number. On Saturday the 27th of December, the RSDB 50 MHz Christmas Contest runs from 1500 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. The Stu Perry Top Band Challenge starts at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 27th of December and ends at 1500 UTC on Sunday the 28th of December. Using CW on the 160-meter band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. On Sunday the 28th of December, the RSGB 70 MHz Christmas Contest runs from 1500 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 18th of December, 2025. Last week, we suffered from the double whammy of a reduced solar flux index and an increased KP index. The solar flux index went down to 119 by Thursday the 18th, with few sunspots compared with just a week or so ago. Unfortunately, a coronal hole contributed to a fast solar wind with a south-pointing interplanetary magnetic field, or BZ. The net result was a KP index of 5 and a minor G1 geomagnetic storm. Nevertheless, the maximum usable frequencies, or MUFs, over a 3,000-kilometre path mostly remained above 28 MHz, at least during daylight hours, and there was DX to be worked. As it's Christmas, let's focus on special calls for the season. Yankee Romeo Zero, X-ray Mike Alpha Sierra, in Romania, has been worked on the 20-metre band using CW and will be active until the end of the month. A little further afield is the 12 Days of Christmas event in the United States. It runs until Christmas Day with 12 three-letter call signs in the W2 and K2 series. You only have to work one to get a certificate, so it should be possible for most amateurs. If you're lucky enough to work all 12, plus a bonus station in Puerto Rico, you can get a special clean sweep plus endorsement. W2S has already been spotted in the United Kingdom, and more details are available by googling 12 Days of Christmas Ham Radio. Next week, we have another large coronal hole to contend with, which NOAA predicts may push the KP index to 5 between the 22nd and 26th of December. The good news is that the solar flux index may increase over the same period, perhaps up to 180 by the 28th of December. Make the most of the low bands as we hit the winter solstice with its long periods of darkness, and check 14 to 28 MHz during daylight hours. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The tail end of the previous week ended on a dramatically wild, wet and windy note, with heavy rain and gales. It might be good for the Earth, but little else springs to mind other than some chance rain scatter for the gigahertz folk. The main feature of this Christmas propagation report is that we have a major change becoming established over this weekend. This change takes the form of swapping out the mild Atlantic pattern for a blocked, cold easterly flow with high pressure parked to the north of the British Isles near the Faroe Islands. If this takes place, as suggested by some of the models, then a much colder easterly wind will remain with us for much of the Christmas week. The strength of the high means that the flow is only likely to produce sallow cloud, barely enough for an isolated wintry flurry on the east coast of England. Lighter winds over northern Britain, close to the high, will possibly allow some troppo, but it's not convincing in view of the shallow, dry layer below the inversion. It will mean some sharp frosts are possible where the skies are clear. Long, dark winter nights are potentially good for seeing meteors, and it's worth mentioning two showers this time. The first is the Ursids, which peak around the 22nd and 23rd of December. The second shower to be aware of is the Quadrantids, which peaks on the 3rd and 4th of January. This is a much larger shower than the Ursids, so maybe the one to focus on for radioactivity. Aurora remains on the list, especially in view of the large coronal hole recently. As ever, keep an eye on the KP index for high values, but it's even better to note conditions on the LF bands for signs of watery sounding signals. The sporadic folklore often speaks of isolated mid-winter events, and in view of the two meteor showers adding fuel and there being some useful jet streams, it's certainly worth mentioning. Using the jet stream over the Pyrenees for pass to Spain early this week is a good place to start. For EME operators, moon declination is rising again and path losses are decreasing. We're past apogee, the point where the moon is furthest from the Earth for this month. 144 MHz sky noise is also reducing again after reaching a peak yesterday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Local news for my 2 meter home coverage this week. Starting with the southwest of England, Gordado Amateur Radio Group meets on Wednesday from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, via gordanoradio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is via the web, perhaps, novemberbravo@alfaromeocharlie.org.uk, or Dave, G7BYN, on 07533-933-831. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 MHz from 11 a.m. every Sunday. Contact is Colin, G3YHV, on 0117-982-3822 or via secretary@shirehampton-alfaromeocharlie.org.uk, or you could look at shirehampton-alfaromeocharlie.org.uk on the web. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. And in South Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30pm at Sunny Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30pm. There's a club net on 144.550 megs from 8pm on Wednesday. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900560080 or via email sierra.charliealphawhiskey@sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3.706 MHz from 12 noon. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 MHz from 7:30pm. Contact is Mark to W1MRK on 07972-336-885. Tetzlow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on Tuesday from 7:30pm in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Tetzlow, NP16 7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users. Information via the web. Golf Whiskey 4 Lima Whiskey Zulu.co.uk. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7pm at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. You and old members are always welcome. Join them Monday evening net on 145.7125 MHz. It's a repeater. CTCSS 94.8 600 kHz split from 7:30pm. To find out more, visit MikeCharlieZeroYankeeAlphaDelta.club. Contact is Gareth MW6GVR. Email MikeWhiskey6GolfVictorRomeo@AOL.com. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7pm every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 till 10:30pm most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 MHz from 10 a.m. For more information on events, visit Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30pm at the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. The club holds the net on Friday, Boxing Day, on 145.525 MHz from 7pm. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams. Email contact is via uskside@newport.gmail.com, or you can have a look at uskside@alpharomeocharlie.com on the web. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is usually 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, I'll be back with the last GB2RS broadcast of the year. 7-3. Have a good week. Happy Christmas from the GB2RS news team.